In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. The first letter of John, it's all about love. The love that the Father has for us in that He sent His Son to die on a cross and to rise from the dead. And the love that we have for Him and the love that we have for each other. Oh, it's so important to love each other. It's so important to love people who love Jesus. Because if we cannot love people who love Jesus, I'm going to tell you, we cannot love God. Because we do not see God, but we do see people who love Jesus. And we are called to love people. Love, love, love. Love, love. Even unto death. Even unto death. Chapter 3 of 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Imagine that we are called children of God, adopted through baptism and faith. Oh, the blood washed away our sins. Oh, the blood is our only hope. Oh, yes, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. Do you know that today? Because of the blood, because of baptism, because of your faith in Him, you're a child of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him, didn't know Jesus. If we expect to be known by the world, we're barking up the wrong tree. The world did not know Jesus. And as a result, the world do not know those who are adopted children. Beloved, we are God's children now. Oh yes, He repeats it. Believe it. You're God's child now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do is this, when He is revealed, we will be like Him. Why? For we will see Him as He is. There's going to be a day that we are going to behold Jesus as He is. We see Him now in the Word. We see Him now in the church. We see Him now in the Eucharist. But I tell you, when it is revealed, when He is revealed, we shall see Him as He is. And we will become like Him. And all who have this hope in Him purifies themselves just as He is pure. Everyone who walks in sin is guilty of lawlessness. Walking in sin is lawlessness. You know that He, the Lord Jesus, was revealed to take away sins. Oh yes, that's what the cross is all about. That's what the blood is all about. That's what baptism is all about. And in Him, there is no sin. Hallelujah. Why? Because we belong to Him. What's His name? Jesus, our brother, has made us children of God. Oh yes, no one who abides in Him sins, walks in sin. No one who walks in sin has ever seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. So yes, to love one another, that makes us righteous through the blood of Jesus. We need to love each other. You know, I think how sad it is that there are about 5 churches on different places in the same town. And we do not know what each other preach. We don't know each other that we are called to love each other. It's kind of sad. Or you might have just a Catholic church. And you say, well, I'm a liberal. I believe in choice. Well, your choice will lead you to hell. because Jesus Christ is your Savior, and He respects all life, from the womb until the tomb. Everyone who commits sin is a child of the devil. Everyone who walks in sin is a child of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Oh, yes. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be God. The Son of God has revealed, was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And those who have been born of God do not sin, because God's seed, the Holy Spirit, abides in them. They cannot walk in sin because they have been born of God. Have you been born of God? Have you been born again in baptism and through faith now? Have you been born again? Oh, yes, our second conversion, we call it as Catholics. Have you been born again? Have you received second conversion? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? The children of God and the children of the devil are revealed in this way. All who do not do what is right are not from God, nor are those who do not love their brothers and sisters. If we don't love each other, we're not from God. It's just as simple as that. If we do not love each other, we're not from God. And we are called to love each other, even to lay down our lives for people. Do you know that in many places today, Christians will die? Oh, I pray for them almost every day, for the persecuted Christians throughout the world who give their life because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, here we are. We have everything at our hands, and we are so lukewarm. We are so lukewarm. Verse 11, for this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Oh, yes, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother, Abel. And why did he murder Abel? Because his own deeds were evil, and his brother's deeds were righteous. Do not be astonished, people, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brothers. We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brothers. We love the sisters. Oh, yes, it's not only I believe in Jesus, but we know that we have passed from death to life and that we love brothers and sisters. Whoever does not love abides in death. Imagine, if we do not love the brothers and sisters, we abide in death. All who hate a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. You know, if somebody did you wrong, you need to pray to borrow the love of Jesus for this person. It is not good for us to hate anybody, whether they be converted or unconverted. We need to love. And love is difficult sometimes because we've been ripped off, because people have hurt us. But we need to borrow the love from Jesus for our brothers and sisters. We know love by this, that He, Jesus, laid down His life for us. That's love. Oh, yes, the crucifix tells me how much love He has. People say you shouldn't have a crucifix. I saw a lamb that was slain in the book of Revelation. Oh, yes, it's not only the crucified Jesus, but it's also the risen Jesus. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help them? Oh, yes, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. We need to love each other, not only with words, but with our deeds. If you see a brother or sister in need, we need to love them. We do that every Saturday in Boston, by the grace of the living God. We love our brothers and sisters who are homeless. We give them food. We pray for them. Oh yes, how we need to love. It is so important to love. And love is not a four-letter word. Love is the way of life. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. In other words, don't just say you love God if you don't love your brother and sister, because you make yourself a liar. That's what the Bible says. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before Him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts. Your heart might condemn you, but the Lord is greater than your heart. You say, well, look what I did. I've sinned. The blood of Jesus washes away our sin. When we go to confession, the blood of Jesus washes away our sin. And He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask. Oh, yes. We receive from God whatever we ask if we love the brothers and sisters, if we love God, if we have experienced conversion. I tell you, sometimes God says, I'm sorry, not now. You have to wait. Sometimes God says, you know what? I have another way for you to show love, and let me give it to you. And answered prayer comes another way. I remember when my mother broke her trachea, I had come to the pit of life, and it was awful. And I said to God, you've got to show yourself to me. And I had a dream, and the dream woke me up, that I'd got on my knees and said, it makes no difference if my mother is not healed. I want to serve you, Lord Jesus. I give you my life, Lord Jesus. And then we found the doctor. Just then, because I had said, Lord, it's up to you. We found the doctor, and he did a trach, and my mother was healed. Oh, yes, with the trach, and then the trach was taken out of her. I tell you, He answered my prayers, but not in the way that I wanted Him to answer my prayers. I wanted God to say, you know what, be healed now. It didn't happen that way. It happened through a doctor who gave her a trach. It happened to a doctor who knew more about the throat than anyone else. Because we obey His commandments and we do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. This is His commandment, that we would believe in the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and also that we love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who obey His commandments abide in Him. Oh, yes. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask the Father and He will make you fruitful. Make you fruitful. It is my will that you be fruitful. John 15. And He who abides in them, and by this we know that He abides in us, by the Holy Spirit that He has given us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? That the same Spirit that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Chapter 4 of 1 John. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world, and by this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that God has taken up residence in the fleshly body. Oh, yes. He did not sin, and yet he died for sinners. He only healed, but the healing wasn't for him until the resurrection. I tell you, we need to love him and know that he has come in the flesh. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Every spirit that does not know Jesus as the Son of God is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming. And now it is already in the world. Little children, you are from God, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. He that is in you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is greater than he who has conquered and sinned in the world. His name is Satan. Yes, it says this, for the one who is in you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is greater than the one who is in the world. That's the devil. They are from the world, therefore what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. Oh, yes. Whoever knows God listens to us. When we preach, we know that this is the Word of God. By the grace of God, we discern. Father Tom does not preach himself. He preaches Jesus and him crucified and raised from the dead. God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. Beloved, I love that word, beloved, 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 let us love one another, because love is from God. Oh, it's not that gushy love I'm talking about. It's that service love, that love that services people, that love that listens to people, that love that prays with people. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Do you know God? How can you tell? You love your brother. You love your sister. He who loves the brother or sister has passed from death to life. Whoever does not love does not know God. Why? For God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. How? God sent his only Son into the world so that we would live through him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love, not that we first loved God. It wasn't our agree to love God. God first loved us before we began to love him. It all started with God, and it all ends with God. Do you love him today? He first loved you. Do you love your brothers and sisters? He first loved you. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. And again, he says the same thing over and over again. If we do not love one another, we do not love God. How can we love God whom we do not see, and we do not love our brother and sister? No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us. And this is love perfected in us. By this way, we know that we abide in him, and he abides in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Oh, yes, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Oh, yes. Not only the Savior of the world, but my Savior. Not only my Savior, but but your Savior. Oh, yes, it's easy to say Jesus is the Savior of the world, but it becomes personal. He is my Savior. He died for my sins. He washed me clean with His blood as I was baptized, and now as I live for Him. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. Do you confess that Jesus is the Son of God? Oh, yes, He is. Do you confess that He has come in the flesh? Oh, yes, I believe. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. You know what? It's the hardest thing to believe that we're loved. But we are loved. And He has forgiven us. And He has shed His blood for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world. Now, my Lord, isn't that something? As Jesus is, so are we in the world. I want to believe that, Lord. As Jesus is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We have no right to be afraid of God. He so loved us that He gave us Jesus. He so loved us that He washed me clean even before I could say yes in baptism. But we need to say yes now. We need to give our lives to Him now. As baptized believers, we need to love Him now. We love because He first loved us. We love because He first loved us. Do you know that today? God first loved you. Oh, women, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, I love Jesus. Do you really love Jesus? Yes, I really love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. That's right, He first loved me. Oh, men, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, we love Jesus. Do you really love Jesus? Yes, we really love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Those who say I love God and hate their brother or sister are liars. Simple as that. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they can see cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from Him is this: those who love God must love their brother or sister, or their brother and sister. Chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. Oh, yes. Do you love the Father? If you love the Father, you've got to love His Son. His Son is the Lord Jesus Christ. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. Oh, yes. It conquers the world because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Do you know that your love conquers the world? The world as we know it is passing away. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Listen to this. This is the victory that conquers the world. Even our faith. Our faith in who? Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in the flesh. And who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with water and with blood. And the Spirit is one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Oh yes, the Spirit testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The Spirit and the water and the blood, these three agree. And if we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is far greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. And those who believe in the Son, Jesus, the Son of God, have their testimony in their hearts. Do you know that today? Do you know that you've passed from death to life because you love the brothers and sisters? Do you know that today? That your faith has conquered the world? Our faith in who? Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the very Son of the living God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Love one another. Love is of God, for God is love.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.